Science Bites.
If I say the word mirage, what's the first thing that pops into your head? Right. A guy in a desert crawling desperately towards a pool of water. Of course, the water eventually disappears because it's a mirage and it's not real. But there's a type of mirage that shows you things that are real. And you'll find this in Arctic regions.
Some people claim it's been responsible for the Vikings finding Greenland from Iceland and North America from Greenland.
They happen when you get layers of warm and cool air.
You can get a cold layer of a few metres deep or maybe 100 metres deep above the surface of the Arctic. And then above that, the air is warmer.
Light travels through those cold and hot layers at different speeds.
And in order to understand that, you want to think about, say, a football team training on a beach. And one of the exercises involves them running with all their arms linked in a line, side by side. And as they run at an angle towards the sea. So the guys who get to the sea first slow down, and the guys who are still on the sand keep going at the same speed. So the whole line of players bends as they go across from the sand into the water.
The same thing happens with light. Light travels in waves.
Waves travel through warm air faster than they do through cold air. So that means that the light travelling between the cold and the warm air over the Arctic surface bends at that junction between the cold and the warm air. And that junction can be quite sharp. And that means then that you can see the light bending over the horizon.
When the light bends over the horizon, you can actually see things that are way beyond it. So let's go back to those travelling Vikings. They used a principle called intervisibility when they were sailing off somewhere. All that means is that they could see the place they were going to, as well as the place they just left.
But if there's a mirage happening, then that can happen over a much bigger distance because the light is bending from the place you've left towards you, and you can see that from, even though it's technically over your horizon, you can see it. And also the place you're going to, if there's big mountains there, they'll be over the horizon, but you can see them as well.
Those mirages allowed the Vikings to see around 200 miles further than normal.
So they reckon that the Viking sailors going from Iceland could see Iceland in the distance due to mirage, and they could see Greenland in the distance.
And these mirages might explain other weird things, like ghost ships.
Ghost ships would be ships that are over the horizon again and get reflected in this mirage. In a really odd circumstance, you can get warm air, cold air, warmer, and then the light below them is bent and the light above them is bent, so they don't look like they're in contact with anything. And in that case, they look like they're floating above the surface. My name is Padraig John. I'm an associate professor in physics at UCD. I like observing things in nature and telling people about them.